Meditation on yellow jambala. So first, going to find a position that you can stay in for a while. Maybe move to the right and the left again, until you've kind of find your central spot. Make sure your central channel, your spine is straight, so the energy can flow freely up and down your spine. You can hold your hands on your knees. You can also hold the right hand on your left with the palms upwards, thumbs together in your lap. And then make sure there's always a little bit of space between your arms and your body if you sit like this. Then just slowly close your eyes. And just take a few deep breaths to really arrive here in this room. Breathe in deeply. Breathe out deeply. Breathe in, breathe out. Really try to arrive here in this beautiful stupa on this cushion, but especially arrive in this moment. You don't have to go somewhere, you don't have to go somewhere with your thoughts. Just simply woman sitting on a cushion right now. Become aware of your body. How does your body feel at this moment? Really go inside, become aware of the energy of your body, liveliness in your body. See if you can feel your heart beating. Feel the warmth in your heart. Now with your attention, you move upwards to the left side of your face. Become aware of the energy sensations in the left side of your face. Which is actually your mother side, female side. Switch to the right side of your face, same thing there, become aware of the energy, sensations. And your father's side, masculine side. Also check if there's a difference between left and right. Move upwards to your crown chakra. To the back of your head and your neck. Upper back. Lower back. Attention, go to your shoulders and your arms. And your hands and fingers. Zoom in to your hands. Really become aware of these precious hands. Feel the warmth in them, the energy in your hands. Maybe you could even feel the heartbeat in your hands. with your stomach and belly. How does your belly feel at this moment? So your lower body, become aware of how you sit, contact with the cushion, supporting your body. Legs. And your feet and toes. Really just check if everything in your body is completely calm and relaxed. If there's still some tension somewhere, try to calm it and try to relax it. Now it's time to wake up positive motivation within yourself. Beautiful intention, motivation for today. So you can make the most out of it. With what motivation, what intention will you start this beautiful day? Also motivation for the meditation. I'm sitting down in meditation to develop my consciousness and to gain control over my mind so I can help myself and other beings with all the obstacles on the path. Let me think of all the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, also great masters that inspire us on our path. We can take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. Sangye chedang tsoki chok nam la jang chu badu dag ni kyap su chi dagi jin sogi pesunam ki trola pensi sangye drupa sho. Until I'm enlightened, I go for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma and Sangha. By practicing generosity and the other perfections, may I attain the state of enlightenment in order to benefit all sentient beings. Until I'm enlightened, I go for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma and Sangha. By practicing generosity and the other perfections, may I attain the state of enlightenment in order to benefit all sentient beings. Then surrounding you and also in front of you, you visualize the most beautiful landscape that you've ever seen. Very luscious landscape, maybe full of flowers, trees full of fruits, lots of animals, maybe monkeys and birds and butterflies, maybe deer, maybe there's some very beautiful mountains in the back. Just think of your favorite, your most beautiful landscape that you can think of. Maybe the sun is shining and there's a rainbow. And then in front of you, from emptiness, suddenly appears a beautiful lotus flower. A large, open, multicolored lotus flower, very fresh. The drops of dew are still on the petals. It's a very vivid flower. The petals are slowly moving in the wind. And in the green heart of this lotus sits a round, flat, white moon cushion. And on top of this appears the seed syllable jam, standing upright, containing the essence of everything that Jambala stands for, gaining both material and spiritual riches and abundance. And then you see that this jam syllable slowly transforms into the yellow Jambala, which is a very strong Buddha with a round body, golden yellow in color. And he wears the robes and scarves made of the finest fabrics and brocades, like those of a king in ancient India. He's also adorned with beautiful golden necklaces and bracelets, footlets, armlets. And on his head, in his hair, Jambala wears a heavy golden crown with precious gemstones. And in his ears he wears heavy golden earrings. And if you focus on his face, you see that he has very strong features, very strong look that deeply pierces into you, his eyes, looking deep inside of you, knows what you need in this life. Almost a hypnotizing look at you. His right leg is slightly extended, and his right arm rests on his right leg with the palm open towards you, and in it he holds the medicinal Bijapuraka fruit, the fruit of total victory. Now in his left arm he holds a mongoose, beautiful gray-brown animal, that from his mouth spits out precious gems, but also gold and coins, beautiful jewels, other valuables. It's like an endless, sweet rain of abundance that these valuables and wish-fulfilling jewels accumulate between you and Jambala, so there may never be a shortage of everything that you need. From the basics, such as food and clothing and a comfortable safe house around you, but also everything else, so that you really can continue to develop yourself on your own spiritual path. That you can support yourself when difficult times arise, but also with the abundance of Jambala, that you can also support others and be there for others. So we do 3 rounds of mantra recitations and take some time also to reflect. And when in a moment we recite Jambala's mantra, you visualize that this beautiful, strong, golden yellow Buddha in front of you sits under a gorgeous waterfall. The mongoose that he holds spits out this innumerable flow of gems and valuables. And the landscape around it is still exuberant, very abundant, full of flowers and buzzing bees, chirping birds. And the radiant sun causes a rainbow to appear. Very beautiful, vivid image. Really try to hold this, see this in front of you while we recite his mantra. Om Jambala Jalendraye Soha. 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 Om Jambala Jalendraye
Jambala Jalendraye Soha. Om Jambala Jalendraye Soha. Om Jambala Jalendraye Soha.
Last
Om Jambala Jalendraye Soha.
Strong image in front of you. Just reflect on your own life, in your own surroundings, your own living area, your city. And just think of how could you be of more help to others, even just a very small scale. Maybe there are people or animals or projects that you immediately have to think of. Could you help them in some way? Just think of all kinds of generosity, except those that have to do with money. Because there are so many kinds of generosity. You can spend time, generosity of time, especially in our busy lives. Generosity of attention, giving attention to people. But also physical help. Maybe there are other kinds of generosity that you can think of. And it's even just mental generosity. Simply wishing other beings well. Wishing the best for the other. Rejoice in other people's well-being. So just think on your own surroundings in small scale. How you could make even better use of your valuable life. We have so much potential, and we could do a little more for somebody else, something else. So just reflect on this for a few minutes while this image of Jambala sitting under the waterfall in this luscious landscape is still very present, very vivid. When in a moment we recite Jambala's mantra again, still strongly feel and see this golden yellow Buddha in front of you, sitting under this beautiful, vivid waterfall, with a mongoose spitting a flow of valuables that piles up in front of you, like he's offering it to you. An endless rain of gems and coins and gold. The landscape around you is still very abundant and vivid as before. And really experience this when we recite the mantra once more.
Om Jambalajalendraye Soha. 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 Om Jambalajalendraye Soha.
Last one.
Om Jambalajalendraye Soha.
Reflection as the valuables in front of you, these piles of gemstones, gold and coins. And just think of, if you have all the money in the world, if you could spend millions or even billions, if you could make every project come true, projects that could make such a difference in the lives of others, then what dream would you like to make come true? Just try to totally indulge in this, in your thoughts. First of all, what area appeals to you the most? Where does your heart goes out to? Could be the environment, nature, saving the nature, also preserving the arts and culture. Maybe the Dharma centers, spiritual centers. Maybe your heart goes out to elderly people, or people who are sick or dying, people who are lonely. So you could also think of developing new medicines to treat illnesses that currently do not have a good cure. Maybe your heart goes out to children in difficult situations, or women in difficult situations, animals being mistreated. So what would you want to do? What would you want to take on? What kind of project, if you had all the money in this world? Would it be on a small scale? Would it be only in your own country? Maybe it would also be abroad as well. How could you start this? And also think of, how could this super small flame grow into a large flame and also inspire others to pass on this flame? So just take some time to reflect on this while the image is still present and vivid in front of you. And the piles of gems in front of you are growing more and more. Yellow Jambala in front of you is still very strongly present. Mongoose is still spitting out gold, precious gemstones, other valuables. And all is still surrounded by this beautiful, luscious landscape, full of flowers and trees, rainbow, buzzing bees and chirping birds. Your trust and faith in Yellow Jambala allows all his blessings to enter you. And when the mind is free from doubt, so many things can be accomplished. Jambala helps us to reduce our problems, helps us to increase happiness and prosperity. And this practice can help us to overcome all kinds of obstacles, to develop limitless compassion. He also helps us to collect merit and wisdom, which enables ourselves as well as other beings. So now if we would have a Jambala statue, we would visualize that now we ourselves pour water over Yellow Jambala. And the next round of mantras, we will visualize that we do this with our right hand, maybe pouring water over Jambala in front of you, maybe the water coming out of a vase. And this water that we pour generates great bliss. Jambala's mind is even more inspired. And he promises to bring the financial success that is needed for every project that you would want to take on. So when we fully focus on ourselves pouring the water with our right hand, we recite the mantra for the third and last time.
Om Jambala Jalendraye Soha. 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 Om Jambala Jalendraye Soha.
Om Arya Jambala Argam Shabda Pratitsa Soha. Having obtained the power of concentration, you eliminate the poverty of beings. Wish-granting, jewel-like deity, I praise you with respect. Offering clean, fresh water, completely pacifies suffering and bestows abundantly the realizations of food, clothing, wealth and grain. Jambala Siddhi Phala Ho. Finally, we dedicate the merits that we generated through this meditation and through our thoughts The merits are dedicated with the idea behind it that any type of wealth that we may receive may be of great value, not only for ourselves but also for others, and that you may obtain successes out of the right intention and without encountering obstacles. We also dedicate it to Dharma centers and to our teachers, spiritual teachers, that the teachings of the Buddha may continue to spread and inspire, as well as other projects that help other beings. In addition, the merits are dedicated to the fact that the wealth that is received can never be the cause of problems in samsara or a cause of lower rebirth. Instead, may this affluence in all its different forms be the cause for obtaining higher states of consciousness, finally the highest one, enlightenment. So now you do your personal dedication, and I end with a dedication prayer. Gewa di nyodu da glama sangye drupu nye droa chikung malopa kyo ki salag par shok. Chang chup sam chok rinpoche ma kye pa nam ge gyu ji kye pa nyam pa me pa jang gung ne gung du peo bar shok. Through the merits of this virtuous meditation, may I quickly attain the enlightened state of a Buddha and lead all living beings, without exception, into that enlightened state. May the precious bodhicitta mind that has not arisen arise and grow, and may that which has arisen never diminish, but increase more and more. And try to share the blessings with other beings through the positive actions that you perform with your body, speech, and mind. Take your time to slowly come out of the meditation, maybe by first moving your body a little, maybe stretching your arms and your neck, and then slowly opening your eyes again.